party people. What is up, everybody?
How we doing? How we doing?
Dude, that was a loud ass horn. What do you
need? I have some news, by the way.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Notice anything different?
What? So when did this happen? Today?
Yesterday. Yesterday I went to the hospital and we took it off, but this is my first broken bone, and it honestly feels worse now that the cast is gone. And people say that's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
So I'm kind of missing the cast, which is shitty to say.
I know. It's gonna take a minute for you to get back in there, but yeah. A BS live stream
does the body good.
Oh, what's up, yeah. Mike C? What's up, Mike C? What's up, Dino? Yeah, we're doing a random. We missed the video yesterday, so we're like, let's just drop it today, and we'll probably drop the audio tomorrow morning for everybody who's driving and listening to us. So, yeah, we apologize. It's just been busy, as you can see. Next Level. Anybody watching the YouTube video, Next Level don't got no cast no more. So that's awesome. Yep. That is awesome. So today's topic, Beyond the BS, Fire TV 4K Max, is not as good as you think, or is it? Now, Next Level hasn't had as much time as I had to play with it, but he's had some time, so gonna be good to get his feedback. Hey, Melinda, how are you doing, Melinda? I did want to, I'm trying to see if I have this thing here somewhere. Oh, check this out, dude. I thought of you.
Me?
And I'm just like, I'm going to send you this for Christmas. Whoa. This was going to be a what the hell, but I'm like, you know what? This is more like a Beyond the BS. Check it out.
Oh, fantastic.
What the hell, dude?
I've seen those.
So for anybody listening to the audio, there's this, I don't even know what, I'm just going to read it what it says. It says the official beard bib. So it's a giant bib that probably goes down to your knees, but it has some kind of wire that sticks out in front of you. So when you shave, all the clippings go inside this hammock looking thing. It was seen on Shark Tank. I don't know. Did any of the sharks get this?
I have no idea, man.
Dude. And they have different colors, too. Just in case. They got black. Black light version. White light version. And white deluxe version.
That's fantastic.
You want one?
Probably not.
Why not?
I'm thinking about keeping. I changed my angle of my camera. Sorry, guys. I'm thinking about keeping my beard short, actually.
Then you're going to need this. You're going to need this to constantly clean it up.
What is going on with my camera? I'm so confused.
I saw this thing. I'm just like, what the? I'm like, why is it on my recommended?
You know, when you check out a lot of pictures of bearded men, this is what you get in your recommendations.
Cody, what's up, Cody Man Themes? It is a beast. What's up, Mike C? Orale. All I gotta do is orale, orale.
Orale, say.
Rick Bazinga. Bazinga. What's up, Rick Ren? What's up, GoPro Donnie? Fire Stick 4K Max is an NVIDIA Shield killer. Let's argue.
Why you always want to argue, GoPro? Why can't we just be friends?
Don't sing the song, he'll get angry.
Why can't we be friends?
Great. What's up, Donald D. Nice? So this is another Beyond the BS within my recommended. I'm like, let me look at this thing that's like best sellers. You know, you get like a list of like best seller stuff on Amazon. Dude, the freak is this? the first thing that comes up is baby diapers. Is it trying to tell me something? I don't got no baby coming.
You know what it's trying to say? If you grow a beard, you'll also get pregnant.
Is that when I become a man? You're a man, baby. I'm like, what the freak is this? And then look, bestsellers in clothing, shoes, and jewelry. Bestsellers in camera photo products. I was like, okay, I might want to look at this. Bestsellers in office. I'm like, okay. It's kind of like pretty random. But the first thing that came up was bestsellers in baby products. A bunch of diapers. That's it. Just diapers galore, dude. Like top 10 diapers. Oh, no, the last one is breast milk.
No, but that's the best selling in that category. It's not necessarily recommended for you.
It's best. Well, you know, when you get to your best sellers or what's recommended. So I went to the recommended thing. It said, here's recommended thing. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I clicked on it and I see that big old giant beard catcher thing. And I'm just like, really? It's going to recommend this for me? And then it said right next to it says bestsellers. So then I clicked on that, Amazon bestsellers. And then the first thing that came up was diapers.
Is it in alphabetical order or no?
No.
Wow.
I'm just like, why is it putting this at the top? Diapers at the top?
It is what it is.
I don't know, man. Okay, so the Fire Stick Max 4K stick TV thing majigger first gen. Is this the first gen? This will be the first gen, right?
We're doing this again.
What's up? Mike C says, does Rojas have an announcement for us? I'm not pregnant.
Yes, he's going to try to grow a beard. It'll just take 10 years.
It's going to take me like, you know, about 10 years at least to get a little peach fuzz.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So what was, oh yeah. So yeah, this is the first gen. This is the first gen, right?
Is it?
Well, no, it's not.
We have the 4K Fire Stick, but this is called the 4K. Oh no, actually, you know what? Okay. First, anybody that's listening to this or anybody that's here watching it live, put us a comment right now. What do you think this new Fire Stick is called? Is it? I'm going to throw some options out there. Put it in the chat, in the comments, in the reviews, wherever you're at listening to this. Listen to this. Is it the Fire TV 4K Max? Is it the Fire Stick 4K Max? Is it the 4K Fire TV Stick Max? Is it the 4K Max Fire Stick? The hell do I call this thing?
Listen, it's just the 4K Max. Let's just go with that. It's simple. Why I gotta say all these words for?
4K Max doesn't tell me 4K Max what? Cell phone?
You already know if I'm talking about a Fire Stick.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, the last time I heard anything with the word Max was the VidStick Max from Buzz TV. They were the first to do that, and now Amazon is following suit. They're watching. Amazon's now, watching.
Also, I'm calling this a second generation 4K Fire Stick. I'm not calling it a first gen.
Why not? It's got the word Max in it.
Yes, but that's because, okay, there's no two models. Like, yes, you're going to say, oh, well, there's the 4K and the 4K Max. Like, to me, there's no two models. Like, do you think there's going to be a second generation 4K Fire Stick coming out? Or are they done with that line?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking everybody. Anybody out there that's chatting away, Melinda, I don't know what you're doing. Mokes? You said M-O-K-S-E. Mouse? Moose? What are you trying to spell? What's up, what? Giorgio? Giorgio Tech says, hi, Rojas, and next level. What do you guys think this new Fire Stick is called? Is it the Fire Stick 4K Max, the Fire Stick Max, the 4K Max? What do you guys think it's called? And while you guys are typing in your comments, don't forget to check below. We have a new VPN that we want to shout out. privado. Well, it's a Spanish word, privado, privado. It is a really solid VPN. Check it out in the description below. They do have like a trial thing, but we always say don't even mess with the trial, the free trial thing. Just get the annual because you're gonna get a better deal anyway. Plus, all the extra security and all that stuff. So, check them out in the description. Drillbit says, "What's up, guys? What's up?" Okay, so I haven't seen one person in the chat say in the live chat say what they think this is called. Melinda was trying, was typing in something, but I think maybe she was butt dialing us something. M-O-K-S-E. Moxie?
M-O-U-S-E-Y. something, I don't even know.
So what is it called? Is it 4K Fire Stick Max? First gen Max. I have
the box right over there. I'm going to go grab the box, you know.
Go grab the box. Mike C says first gen max. He's calling it a first gen because it's the max. Fire Stick Max. Giorgio Tech says Fire Stick Max. See, I don't know. 14K Max. Melinda says 14K Max. Okay, so the box says Fire TV Stick 4K, and then max. It has a small little box that says Max on it. So is that what it's called? Fire TV. I can't even, dude. It's a freaking tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Fire TV Stick 4K Max. Fire TV Stick 4K Max.
That doesn't even sound right. Fire TV Stick 4K Max. Like, how many syllables are we gonna say?
How about maximum Fire TV Stick 4K?
Maximum level.
The next level.
Oh, what's up, Digital Slang? Digital Slang says 4K Fire Stick Gen 2 upgraded version number 2.
I mean, that's pretty relevant. You know, I just wanted to point out the very first words on the back of this box says level up your entertainment experience. That should be my YouTube channel fucking slogan. I mean, shit.
I actually did I recorded one of my videos. Well, you know how I like to record all my stuff ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of videos recording them, and they're slowly starting to drop out now. And I was reading the back. It says upgrade to the next level. I'm just like, you know what? Next Level needs to sue these guys, and he needs to get like that patent, because you know what? Amazon's got some money. They need to pay up. Bezos. Drillbit says it's called the Fire Stick 4K Max. What's up, Paul? Cyclone, that.
I think he's agreeing with Digital.
Yeah. 4K Max 2. Oh, Melinda's washing dishes. Oh, God, I'm just going to listen. I can't. Trademark that ish. Thank you, Paul. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. First thing is, a lot of you guys know that I've been testing out the Roku. Wait, hold on. Here's another one. Is it the Roku? Or is it the Roku? Do you put an accent on the O or do you put an accent on the U?
It's not Japanese. Why are you making it so difficult?
Rokura. This is a Rokura.
There's no accents.
Fire sticker. Get to the next level. Hi.
What's that sound effect that they're always using on YouTube? Noni.
Nani! What did he do now, Streaming Wizard? What's up, dude? Digital Slang says, I'm white, no accent. So how do you say it? Do you say it Roku? Or do you say Roku?
Things that I don't make think people go... smile like that when they say Roku. I don't know.
Roku or Roku?
It's Roku.
Roku or Roku?
Oh, man.
I don't know, but it's bugging me out. Roku or Roku? What do you guys think? Digital Slang, I don't even know how.
Tim Windsor says Junku. Yo, everyone's just trashing it. Paul Roku. Says Roku. Oh, Roku, man. Round one.
Roku round one. Fight.
You see, that's no what I'm saying. Like that when they say it. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, nobody smiles like that when they say it.
I'm just cracking up, dude. I'm just laughing. Is it Roku or Roku? I look like I'm smiling when I say it both ways. I don't know. Poo-poo or poo-poo. In the whitest guy, Mark knows, though.
I don't know. I know quite a few of them.
Junku. Roku. Okay. For real.
You guys keep it moving. Let's go. What was the point of this?
You guys are making me laugh too much. So, okay. I returned the Roku.
Why did you return it? You loved it so much.
Okay. I also returned the 4K Fire Stick Max.
Why would you return that?
And I also returned the Amazon Luna remote.
Yo, just send that shit to me.
The streaming wizard.
I would have paid you in crypto for the remote because they don't sell them here.
Rohasku. So I returned all three items, dude.
I'm not happy with you.
I'm not happy with me either. Dudes, you're legitly mad at me, huh?
I want that remote, bro. They don't sell it here.
Oh, man. What's up, Preppy Mama? I would have bought the controller.
Hi, Preppy Mama.
So the Roku. Dude, now I'm going to be looking at myself every time I say that word, Roku.
Roku.
Try not to laugh.
Roku.
Paid you a crypto. I want that slang coin. That's what I want. I want that slang coin. Okay, so check this out. The reason why I returned the Roku was because I already have Fire Sticks. What's up, Grunt Streams? He's like, what's up, locos? I already got Fire Sticks. It doesn't make sense for me to keep the Roku. And, you know, I got a VidStick. I got an NVIDIA. I got my devices already, right? Uh-oh. Preppy Mama, she calling you out. Stop using your wrist, Next Level. I saw you.
flick it at wrist.
Roku, that's cool. Okay. So I already have these Fire Sticks. And I have to say, the Roku interface out of every single Android device, streaming device that I've ever used is the best, hands down. I don't care who it is. That interface is just super easy. The small little ad that they put on the side to show you like, hey, here's a movie. And you could get that movie on Disney Plus or whatever. It's cool. I'm cool with that. I had to return it because I have too many devices, and I think that one's just going to sit on the shelf. And I'm not going to hook it up to this thing because I use the Fire Stick here a lot, and I use that a lot to do videos and stuff. I'm just like, I was like, you know, if I get another Roku, I'll probably test a different Roku device to go through this. The specs and stuff like that, like to see how good it is. But I was like, you know what? I'm like, no, if I want the Roku, I want more memory. Now here's the interesting thing. I returned the 4K Max. I returned the Fire TV Stick 4K Max also. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. I know. I your brain just went. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. This is the third gen. Actually, no. You know what? This is the light. I ended up getting the the remote. Oh, I actually ended up swapping some remotes, but don't tell Amazon that. But check this out, dude. Check this out. So here's the TV. See how fast it turned on? I just hit power. If I go to, let's just say, Disney Plus, here it is. Takes a second for it to load, whatever. And I'm not signed into it yet. But you see how quick it was? It's not really that bad. If I go to Hulu, I don't think I signed it to my Hulu account yet either on this one. App opens up and we're good. We're good. Reason why I returned that 4K Fire Stick Max is because I'm not going to see a difference in speeds, or I'm not going to see the difference in quality video wise and audio wise. Chicken Sharon says, make up your mind. You return the Roku first and not the Fire Stick 4K Max. No, I return them both. I returned both of them. Have you got, okay, so I'm going to ask you next level. What have you seen from this new 4K Max that you like?
So to be fair, I've only turned it on to run multiple Wi-Fi speed tests. I did not go in depth into installing multiples of applications or really navigating the device. I found that it executed the updates smoother. Because you know sometimes when the regular 4K devices come out of an update, it's really laggy. Like sometimes it takes you a couple like clicks on the thing and then it's like, I'm not going to think about what I'm going to do. I'm not going to move yet. And I'm going to move. And like sometimes it can be a little delayed. And I think that is because of that half a gig less of RAM. To me, the little bit of navigating that I did with the 4K Max seemed like a more polished device, right? But however, I tell people, I'm like, yo, if $5 is going to break your piggy bank, there's nothing wrong with the regular 4K stick. The 4K stick is a very capable device. Right? Like there's nothing wrong with using that device. The biggest things for me was, for me, a person like myself will notice the difference between the 4K Max and the regular 4K stick. The average everyday person who may not know how to set up a device is not going to notice the difference.
So, okay, you made some really good points. Some very, very, very good points. Real quick, before we continue, I just want to give a quick shout out to a few people. Professor Sim, what is up? Good to see you, man. Melinda says, Rojas and Alexa, what do you guys think about Superman is coming out as Super by Clark Kent?
What? Did you see this shit? That's not Superman. It's his son. I don't know if I should tell you more.
Is it a new show?
It's a comic that came out.
I'm not going to touch it. This whole... Yeah, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to do it. I'll say one thing on it. It's BS.
Gruntstreams, throw up his last comment because this is very valid.
Hold on. I'm still going down the list here. What's up, Tadao? What's up, Tadao? What's up, Flick Chick 2? You're taking a break from Heyday, huh? Okay, now it just jumped. Okay, so Grunt Streams. I mean, if you're trying to expand storage.
Very valid. This the Max is a lot easier to expand storage. But again, the average person who's using this device who may not know how to set them up isn't going to be the person that's going to be connecting an OGG cable to this.
Okay, so check this out. I got into the guts of the Fire Stick. Actually, you know what? I just dropped a video on the Fire Stick where I go through the specs and stuff. When did that video? Was that yesterday? Now I'm curious. When did I drop that video? I think it was yesterday. So on the Rojas Streaming Tech channel, it's a couple days ago. It's called the brand new Fire Stick, and I spilled Fire Stick. 4K Max is here, full review. It's a 21, well, actually, it's almost 22-minute video review on it. There is so much stuff on it to go through. I didn't want to break it up. I just wanted one video on it. The biggest thing that I found, you know me, I like to look into the codecs. I got IDA 64, put it on, looked at the codecs, and normally when you have H.264, you'll get all the good 4K stuff, right? There's two brand new codecs in there that wasn't there before. Actually, within the audio, there's three new ones, and then the video, there is one new one. One word, Dolby. They had three different audio versions for Dolby, which supports, well, I don't want to get too technical, but it supports three different versions of it. And if you have a really good surround sound, it's going to translate all that stuff coming in to your speakers. Like, it's pretty much, you're going to be able to hear it within 2D, 3D, and dimensional. So yeah, you'll be able, if your speakers are right here, it's the sound, the way it gets thrown down, usually comes either up or below you. So, okay, so the codecs on that thing was pretty nice. It had the codecs on there. I saw that extra half of gig of RAM, which I thought was cool. Wi-Fi 6, I saw that in there, which was cool. It's running, I think, the ARM Cortex A55, which I'm like, okay, we should be running A57. Like, give me something a little bit newer. Don't give me the same crap that everybody else is doing. Like, I know it's a stick, but if you're going to go 4K max, give me the best ARM Cortex that you could possibly give me at this point. So that gave me a bad taste. The second bad thing that gave me a bad taste is, and I know we talked about security features, cell phones, it's still running Android 9. When you run the newer Android versions on these sticks, the newer codes, especially if you're going to go, what is the new APK code? It's not even APK anymore. It's AAB. AAB. These guys are still supporting APK. And the new AAB is supposed to make the files smaller, snappier, quicker. APK, you're going to get a lot of bloatware. If you're going to give me a brand new Fire Stick Max, why are we still on Android 9? Why are we not at least Android? Actually, what is the Fire Cube? Isn't it Android 10?
No.
9 also?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's to me, I'm looking for, give me the, if you can't give me the brand new latest and greatest, give me at least the previous gen. They're not giving me the previous gen. And the newer Android does run a little bit smoother. Yes, you do get some more security stuff. You know what's the other thing that I found very weird? 2 gigs of RAM. Available. It was slightly under 500 megabytes. Available. I wasn't running anything on it. I'm like, I don't have YouTube running in the background. I don't have IDA running in the background. I killed all the tasks. I unplugged it. And I'm just like, why am I getting less than half of gig of available RAM? Like, is it really using a gig and a half to run this Fire Stick? The only thing that I didn't do that I wish I did do was, I wish I ran some kind of task finder. Like, what are you running? The thing is that my only conclusion is I'm not running anything on there. This is what they're running in the background. They're almost using like I'm not left with that much gigs. Like it's less than half a gig that I'm running. And I know you don't need too much, especially if the cloud is working, but you know what? This actually leads into my next thing. I had to return Amazon Luna because originally I got it to test it out on this 4K Fire Stick Max to see how well it was going to work. Trash, dude.
Really?
It was garbo. I was like, okay, let me try to test this game. And I opened up this, and actually, you know what? I think that video comes out tomorrow. I tested out the Amazon Luna on the 4K Fire Stick Max, and I was, put it this way, when I was done reviewing, I decided to continue to record and not be done. And I did the one thing I never do.
Trashed it.
I went through the steps of uninstalling Amazon Luna on my phone. I went through the steps of canceling the subscription and how to do it and how hard they make it. I actually showed those steps how to do it easy. And it's not easy. I show how to pretty much wipe out Amazon Luna completely from this thing. So that way, one, I don't get charged, and two, you don't have extra stuff sitting on there. The lag, the latency on that remote, you know what? And I thought I was going to like the remote at first. I held it for a few seconds and I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I started playing with it. I'm like, dude, this thing sucks. I opened up one game, some rally game. I hate rally games to begin with. And you'll see, like, if you watch the video tomorrow, you'll see how crap I am. I'm just like, you know what? This isn't fair. Let me just close this app, go somewhere else. Let me play Sonic the Hedgehog Racing, which I played on the PlayStation. Dude, it was like, hi, welcome. Do you want to play a game? Yes. Hi, welcome to this. Next. Hi, welcome to this. Next. Okay, now we're going to go do this. Next. Now we're going to pick your car. Next. Dude, it literally took me about like 2 to 3 minutes from the home screen of Sonic to get into the game. And you know, most people, they just want to, dude, click the game and get me in, you know?
Mm.
So I played the game and I'm just like, well, it's okay. It runs. I feel the latency. And then the first thing I said was, I need to test out a competitive game. And I'm like, wait a minute. They don't have Fortnite. Oh, light bulb. They don't have these type of games because the latency sucks. You know what? Let me try a shooter game that they have. So I tried, was it a Rainbow Six game?
They have Ubisoft, right?
Yeah, I tried a shooter game. I'm like, let me just try a shooter game. Whatever, let me just check it out, you know? That took about 5 minutes to start up the game and actually get in. Like, the servers were going like this, dude, like, I'm like, okay, I'm not waiting for this. I just want to play. What are we, 1999? The hell's this? So finally, I get into the game, and I was so confused. I was like, I was trying to aim and shoot, and when I did, like, I hit it, pew, like a second and a half later, pew, I'm like, oh, no. No, it cannot do that. I was like trying to test some of the other buttons out. Dude, I had the Fire Stick right here. Like if you guys are watching this thing, here's my capture. Well, not my capture card. This is the extension for the capture card. Fire Stick was sitting right here. And I had the remote right here. So I'm literally like, dude, I'm not that far away from it.
The remote doesn't connect to the Fire Stick. The remote connects to your internet, like, separately.
No, it connects, right? To the Fire Stick, Bluetooth.
Oh.
It was horrible. At the end of that, I was kind of like, dude, I was trying to justify it to myself to keep it. I was like, no, it'll be cool if I go. I'm actually going to have another video coming soon, how to hotspot and how to connect it to your car and stuff. And then we're going to test the connection out in the mountains. I didn't want to take, if Luna wasn't going to work here with my Wi-Fi that's really good, there's no way it's going to hotspot amazing anywhere else. So I was like, I'm not going to do that test. I'm just going to test the regular hotspot with like Hulu, Disney Plus, like just some of the apps out there just to test out how the Fire Stick works. That's it. But dude, it was horrible. I was thinking maybe the batteries. I have brand new batteries that I put in. They give you two batteries in there. It was just, the lag was unreal.
I noticed they changed the battery design.
Yep. They did. So I couldn't justify it to myself. And you know what? I even did one better. I'm like, let me test this out on my 4K Fire Stick because that's the one that was going to be in my truck anyway. Maybe there's some games that I'll find later on. The lag was even worse. The lag was even worse.
Weird.
So I was like, you know what? Amazon Luna doesn't make sense for me to keep. If I'm going to go somewhere and I'm vacationing or whatever, I'll just play on my phone if I want a game. It doesn't make sense for me to have another Fire Stick where the ones that I already have are already set up and working and I don't need to add anything to them. They're set. I connected the 4K Fire Stick from my truck into my big massive TV that I have, my 8K TV, and I plugged in the 4K Max on there, and I'm just like, let me just open up Mulan in Disney Plus. The Nvidia Shield Mulan looks insane. When I plugged in the 4K Fire Stick, and I actually did I grabbed my phone and I timed it. I'm like, let me hit play, and you know the timer. Let me hit start. Boom. So as when I got the home screen, I hit Disney Plus, I hit Mulan, I hit play, and then I stopped the time from when the movie loaded up. And then I went over to the Max and I did the exact same test. The difference was maybe like 2 seconds faster on the Max. Like literally, it was like 2 seconds. It wasn't like loads faster. It was slightly faster. So then I started to justify it to myself. Why am I going to keep this Fire Stick Max for 2 seconds of it to play a movie slightly faster? The quality doesn't look any different or any better. The sound, the surround sound, doesn't sound any different or any better.
So my argument would be then, if you already have a 4K stick, there's no reason for you to dump. Dump it. Well,
Say that again. You totally froze and locked up.
Said if you need a new device, then I would go with the 4K Max over the 4K. But I'm not trying to replace a 4K with a 4K Max.
Exactly. If you have a 4K Fire Stick, it doesn't make sense to get the 4K Fire Stick Max to replace it.
Unless you want to connect OTG cables.
Unless you want to do that, but what are you trying to do with OTG cables? You're freezing again.
Add more storage,
and you can't do that on the 4K Fire Stick?
You can, but it's more difficult.
But you still can. That's why I'm saying I don't. If I'm gonna get anything, I might as well just get the cube and get that extra storage. You know what I mean? So, if you're looking for a device, for me personally, this is my opinion. If you want a device, and you're trying to replace the 4K Fire Stick with more memory, just get the cube. Instead of spending extra money to buy an OTG cable. Like, you know, think about it, do the math on this. You know, if you're going to go spend the money, it's like, what, $55 on the stick. The OG cable max is the OTG cable is going to cost you a couple more bucks. Let's just round it up to like 60. And then you still have to buy your external, whatever that's going to be. You're going to spend more money. Like, you know what I mean? The price is going to add up pretty close. It's going to be like about $80 or something by the time you're done. Get the cube that has the built-in Amazon Alexa already. It has the RAM for it. It's got the extra storage already built into it. You get better features off of the cube for just a few more bucks, and you don't have to waste your time. I don't know, man. I wanted to love this. I wanted to love the 4K Max. I really did. And after this, I just had to be. I had to return it, man. I couldn't justify it. I couldn't justify to say, hey, let me get this 4K Max and plug it on this TV. When most of the time it does absolutely nothing. And then after I saw the available RAM, I've tested out that 4K on my truck, and that's that. The 4K Fire Stick in my truck is what I use when I'm traveling. If I'm driving back and forth, I have that thing in my truck, so I'm good to go. It doesn't make sense for me to replace that if that is working fine with no issues. I have all the apps I need. It has all the stuff. You know what I mean? Flick Chick says, must be cold in Canada. Freeze warning. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not on my regular setup. You're in my laptop.
Yeah, you're freezing a lot, dude. Get a jacket.
Hold on. I'll connect the Ethernet.
There you go.
I'll freeze out for 1 second here.
Uno Nice says the cube is better than the 4K Max stick. I 100% agree with you. I have to agree. I don't know. I really want you to dive into that 4K Fire Stick Max and then try to justify it. If you have a 4K stick, can you justify replacing it? And if you're just like, yeah, the Max is better, especially if you could do the OTG and this and this and this, if you have to mod it and get extra stuff to make it more, then start adding it up. And then can you justify not getting the cube and just getting the stick over it?
So apparently there's two different ways to connect the controller. There's by Bluetooth, which has. And that is the best for latency.
Okay, say that again. You totally lost you completely.
Cloud Direct is supposed to be the best way to connect your controller, not Bluetooth.
So I had issues with Cloud Direct.
What happened with it?
Disconnecting galore. Galore, dude. Like so the way you do it is you set it up on your phone. And once you get it on your phone, then you could get all the updates and everything. Once you do that to connect it to the Fire Stick, then you have to go and tell the Fire Stick, okay, cool, this is it. Let it talk to each other. It was like, I was not going to do the review because it just wasn't working. It would be fine for a second and then just done. So then I was like, you know what? Let me just do Bluetooth. I'm done with this. Let me do Bluetooth.
Horrible. I still want to try it.
You could try it. I'm telling you, the game's in there, not worth it. They don't have 4K quality in the games. It's all 1080p. It looks like PS2, PS3, Xbox 360. Like, dude, the Nintendo Cube looked better. I don't know, man. The quality on Amazon was horrible. It did not look good. at first I thought it was like, it wasn't bad. I'm like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then I was, you know, when I was trying to justify it myself and I was done testing everything, I'm like, let me test it on my big TV or my other TVs. Nah, man, couldn't do it. It's not worth $55. No way. Yeah. I don't know. I think they did overprice it a little bit. I think if it was like $49.99, $50, I think that would have been a better price point to get that extra half a gig of RAM. But the thing that left me asking questions is, why is it using 1.56 gigs of RAM, and I had less than 500 megabytes available. Why?
Well, it's no secret. And we typically, the first things that we usually show is how to turn off that shit that's wrong. Am I still frozen?
For like 90% of that, whatever you said, yeah.
Why?
Dude, what's going on over there, man?
I don't understand. Okay, you know what? Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's just... ugh. Philly Cable Dave says, Rojas, really love what you do for the community, but some of the statements about the 4K Max and Android is questions. Just wow. So what are you disagreeing with? What are you disagreeing with? That was kind of a blanket, like very vague. On is on sale for $15?
Wow.
Wait, on box and stick, it's on sale for $15 and $20. Is it really? Is it really? All right. If it is on sale, I'll pick some up. Yeah, Philly Cable Dave, I kind of want to hear what your opinion is on that, on the 4K Max and Android. Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure what you're trying to say, so. Billy says, yes, they are on sale. Okay, I'm going to pick them up. Are they on Amazon? Yeah, next level, you're still like glitching. It's like freeze glitch.
No.
No. Okay, so what were you saying? Here, let me see. I'm going to try to rewind it. Oh, how to turn off. Okay. I was saying about how you have almost no available gigs of RAM.
So we usually turn off like the autoplay for the feature video and all that stuff. And
that was off. I went through the features on everything and I'm like, let me shut everything off. It's funny because when I recorded my videos, I kind of did several birds with one stone. I hit record, I got it out, plugged it in, started doing my thing, and then I started to turn all the features. So I recorded one long, it was like a 45-minute video. And then I started cutting out. I'm like, cool, this part is going to be for Luna. This part is going to be for just the Fire Stick. This part's going to be turning off the features. This part's going to be about showing the shortcuts on your remote. I literally just went through the whole thing. I'm like, let me just record one thing. Just go bam, bam, bam. Done. You know? Steven R. says, give Luna another chance, bro. Why? Why? Why, Steven?
Here's a question in the chat. Who here has used Luna?
Yeah, who uses Luna here? That's a good one. That would be very interesting. Philly Cable Dave came in, made a comment, and he bounced. Don't know what to say besides wow. Come on, Philly, don't be shy. What is it that Steven R says? I use Luna. Do you have a PS5 or an Xbox? Digital Science says Xbox is greater than PS5. Facts. Negative. You got your wrong. You got to twist it the other way. Sony Xbox Pony. Sony Pony. Okay, so Stephen R., why do you like Amazon Luna?
You want to come on and tell us your experience with Luna? Is it different than Rojas?
Yeah, did you experience something different? I thought graphics were crap, and I thought the remote was crap, and I thought the latency was crap. I thought the loading was crap. Just to get to play to a game was crap.
You sure you weren't on dial-up?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know, man. I just... With my experience with it, I just couldn't justify it, man. I would rather get a controller for my cell phone, which I already have a PlayStation one, so I could just Bluetooth it in, and I'm good. I could just game on that thing if I want. But I don't know, man. Steven R., what games are you playing? Have you tried that Sonic game? Actually, Overcooked. Overcooked 2 is on there. I'm trying to get next level to play it. I tried Overcooked 2, and the graphics... I know it's a little kid's game, but the graphics weren't that good. Graphics were not that good. I don't know what to say. So I don't know. But kind of curious what games you're playing, Steven R. Just to see what it is, because it's... Yeah, I was not loving. Blasphemous is a Metroid-style game. Okay, I didn't try that one, so I can't speak on that one. Have you tried the Rainbow Six one? You know what? Did I try Blasphemous? Is that the one when you start and it looks like it's like snow and ice, and then you go down inside the sewers? If it is, I do have some gameplay on it. Not yet. Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to do some major updates and upgrades to their stuff if they're going to have like any kind of competitive gaming. Like, what? So yeah, that's the game. Okay, yeah, that's the game that I played too, and I hated it. And the graphics I didn't think were good. I don't know, maybe I'm just spoiled on the setup that I have. Maybe that's it. I don't know. So next level, do you want me to send you that remote?
I thought you sent it back.
I did. I'll pick up another one and send you one.
I wonder, did you cancel your Luna? Is it done?
It's still good for another next level needs a mic. It's still good. I don't know. Actually, you know, I need to look up when the expiration date is, but it's still good for a little bit.
So, yeah. What I'm going to do is you're going to send me a controller. I'll pay you in Dogecoin. I don't care.
Shiba.
I don't have any Shiba.
Get some. Shiba. What's up, Weld Nick?
And then, yeah, digital I do, but we're not talking about that right now. And then what we'll do is I will log into your Amazon account on my Fire Stick. And try Luna.
I'm down with that.
And I want to see if I have the same experience that you do, even though I'm so much further away than the servers are. I still want to try it.
What does Amazon Luna work up there?
It's not available here. But if I log into your Amazon account, I might need to use the VPN.
I got you. You're gonna have to come to the States and log in. I get it.
Yeah.
Speaking of VPNs,
hit up the description down below.
There you go.
Ooh, oh, I can smell my meat.
I think your meat just ran away. Oh man, Philly Cable Dave, I'm still waiting for your reply, dude.
I'm happy with my 4K Max. I'm not going to return mine. And my personal devices will eventually all be 4K Maxes.
Over the cube that you got?
I don't even use my cube, bro.
So why are you going to replace it with the Max?
I'm going to sell the 4Ks that I have, and I'm going to just use the Maxes.
It's just because it has the name Max in it, huh?
Nah, just... From me, the little bit that I used it, it just felt more polished, like just a little bit more reliable as a device. But like I said, I only use it a little bit. So,
yeah, I have to agree. It is a little bit smoother. It is a little bit crispier. The flow is better. But remember we had this conversation that the Fire Stick Lite was slightly smoother than the 4K Fire Stick?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't know, man. To me personally, I'm just like, I can't justify it. I can't justify... Okay, I'll say this. If my 4K Fire Stick was starting to go bad, or my light, then I might replace it with the Max. I might, but it better be on sale.
I'm not complaining about $5. If I'm buying a new device, it's going to be a Max.
$5 is 15 bucks more.
What do you mean?
The 4Ks right now are like what, $40?
Yeah, but they're on sale right now. Regular price, I'm talking about.
What are their regular price?
You're actually, that's another go to Amazon.com, aren't you?
I'm gonna go to Amazon right now. Max is not worth $55 never. Yeah, see, I agree with D Nice. I agree with Donald. So the 4K Fire Stick is typically $49.99. It's on sale for $34 right now.
Right. We're talking regular retail prices.
Dude, and this is with the new third gen remote too. You can get the new Fire Stick with the new third gen remote. Is it the third gen remote? Whatever. The new remote. The Maximus. $35. Where are you at, Brad? Oh, 4K. Yeah, 4K. It's $34. $34.99, $35 for the 4K Fire Stick. Regular price is $49.99 when it's not on sale. But here's the thing. These Fire Sticks have been going on sale forever. Oh, the other thing that I forgot, because Gruntstream said something earlier about switching the Fire Stick 4K for the Max. If you return it, you can't do it. The Fire Stick Lite, the third gen Fire Stick, and the 4K Fire Stick are smaller than the Fire Stick Max. Lengthwise and girthwise.
And they would have a different model number that's actually on the actual stick.
Oh yeah, that too. But if you look at them side by side, and in my video I actually do this, if you look at them side by side, the Max is definitely bigger than the 4K Fire Stick. Now, when it comes to heat, that I think somebody asked about heat too. Oh yeah, does Max run warmer or same? It's about the same. I think these sticks run a little warm. The Max, when I touched it, I'm just like, okay, it's warm. It's a good hand warmer. But it's still going to work fine, you know?
It works fine. The internet speed test that I was doing, I was getting roughly between 120 to 200 megabytes faster on my Max.
On the Max, I did see a faster speed for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the Wi-Fi speed test. But realistically, we say this over and over again, you don't need 800 megabytes a second to stream something.
Exactly.
I mean, it's nice to have, but you don't need it. It's the latency that's more important.
The best is when people are like, dude, I have 1 gig download speeds and I'm buffering. It's like, okay, what do you want me to do? Yeah, no, that's true. Especially if you're using like Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix. If you're using those apps, I've heard people stream with no issues at 10 megabytes. No issues, no buffer. So I don't even want to know. Whoa. So yeah, so I don't know. I am for me personally, the 4K Fire Stick, I think they've spoiled us with these sales that they've had.
I agree.
I think it's kind of hard to justify to even pay for a Fire Stick at a full price. Any you know level.
The kicker is, I think Elias said it great when over on AFTV News. He said that the Amazon streaming devices are on sale more than they're not on sale. So if you get to a point where you need to buy a device, you're more likely to find the 4K sticks on sale and the 4K Maxes not. Now, if you got to a point where there were no sales happening, then to me personally, I would pick the Max. But if you got to a point where there are current sales running, you're probably going to get a better bang for your buck by purchasing a 4K stick.
Yeah.
Or one of the other devices.
Doc Squiffy in the house. Everybody say what's up to Doc Squiffy.
What's up, Doc?
The Squiffer is in the house.
I got to flip my meat. Be right back.
Okay. What's up, Doc? The doctor is here. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the super chat, man. Truly appreciate you. Hey, we still got to get you on the podcast, man. We still got to get you on the podcast for a show. Yeah, for show. But yeah, good seeing you, Doc, and thank you so much. Oh, hi. I got to do this for Doc Squiffy here. Ready?
Oh my God!
Thank you. Thanks, dude. Truly appreciate you. Truly appreciate you. Netflix ever going 4K? Netflix should be already at 4K. Depending on the device that you have. So, I'm shy. Doc Squiffy, you ain't shy. Come on, dude. Do we need to get Free Tech and Lee TV on here too with you? That way we could do all five of us. We could probably do one more. Who could we get? Fire TV sticks? What do you think, Tanya? It would be like, what, everybody from the UK? Oh, man. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great to get you on, man. Yeah, I don't know if you heard earlier, Doc, but I think the 4K Fire Stick was just the 4K Fire Stick Max was a lot of hype. And like right now we were just talking about how we've had like all these sales going on with the Fire Sticks. I only come on with Touchstone. Okay, if I can get Touchstone on here, you better come on too. Oh man.
Thanks, yeah, this, Doc. Appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. This is very, very true. The 4K Fire Sticks are on clearance to get rid of their stock because the 4K Max is taking its place. I don't know if it's taking its place yet. It might. I don't know. I don't No, if this is the second gen, if they're considering second gen, then yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Rojas, does your router have Wi-Fi 6 when you tested it? Yes, it does. It sure does. Yeah, the Wi-Fi works great on this thing, but if my download speeds are you know, 500 gigs, holy crap, imagine. I got 500 gigs of download speeds. 500 megabytes.
I am the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am the internet. Next level shit right there. Yeah, if you're running 500 megabytes download speeds, it doesn't really matter if you're streaming, especially with like Hulu, Netflix. That's kind of what we're talking about. It doesn't really, yeah. See, so Doc agrees. My video 4K max not needed, but buying new, you get the max, but don't upgrade from 4K to junior. Yeah, I agree. I the other thing too is that's kind of what happened to me, Doc. I was saying that I already have a 4K stick. I returned the max because it doesn't make sense. My 4K Fire Stick works fine. I tested out the Luna, Amazon Luna, and I didn't really like it too much. So I ended up returning that too. My devices work fine. I don't have any issues. I could, like right here with the light, I turn it on, it works fine. Or with the third gen, it works good. You know, I don't have any issues. So the other thing is if you are looking to expand storage on a Fire Stick, just save up and get a Fire Cube. You might as well, because if you're paying $55 to get the Fire Stick Max, and then you have to go buy an OTG cable, you're going to spend more money. And then if you got to buy an external storage, you got to spend more money. You know what I mean? You might as well just save the extra $10 to get the cube, especially when the cubes go on sale.
That's what I was about to say. The cube's on sale right now. There's always sales going on. Like, I've never really been one, and I'll be very blunt. Like, I fool around with a lot of devices. You guys see me make videos where I put an 8 terabyte hard drive in an Android box, but I'm not one to fool around with OTG cables. Like, to me, it's just messy.
Dude, this sale is stupid, man. Staying with the cube, just better, and same OS story. Exactly. It's just,
but that's like apples and oranges, though, right? Like, they're two different devices.
But yeah, they're two different devices. But that's what I'm saying. If you're trying to justify it, saying like, oh, but I could expand the storage, okay, save it for the cube.
I think the people that are buying sticks have forgotten the reason why we started buying sticks.
Say that again.
The people who are buying sticks have forgot the reason why we started to buy sticks. And the sticks were never meant to be a NVIDIA Shield killer.
Right there. What storage do you really need? Doc Squiff, he's like, I got 3 apps. You know, I actually talked to another modder, mods his own apps or whatever. And he's like, dude, I had 200 apps on my Fire Stick. It's like, why do you want 200 apps on Fire Stick? Dude, why? It really, no. Does that size of the Max really matter? It's the same internal storage. That's the thing. But, dude, we literally just said that the cube's on sale. Do you see the price right here?
It's a good price.
The Fire TV Stick 4K Max is $55 right now. $55.
Huh?
For this, only what? 30 bucks more? $35 more?
Yeah.
$35 more, you can get the freaking cube. $89.99. Are you kidding me? This sale is nuts.
And you can save another 20% with a trade-in.
There you go.
Click on to see what devices are eligible for this trade-in.
Device associated with your Amazon account, my Shield. I'm not going to trade
it. I want you to trade in your Shield.
It's looking at my account to see what I got. They're like, hey, we know you got the Shield. You want to trash it? No.
We'll take that shit.
We'll take that shit.
That's funny.
This is, dude, I'm going to actually buy, I'm going to pick some of these up. Actually, no, wait, hold on a second. There's a sale on the Fire Cube. And October is not over yet. I still have a hunch that a new cube's coming. I still have a hunch. I still have a hunch.
Nah, next year.
Next year. I don't know, man. $89 is still a killer deal. Like I said, why it doesn't, it just, my brain just melted right now. Why get the cube or the max when you can get this for just a few bucks more? How much is an OTG cable?
I don't know. I look like a micro center to you? No, I'm joking.
Yes. Yes. You're the next level shit, like, right?
$10, $15, $20.
$10. Really? $10 for an OTG cable?
I don't know, man.
That sale is not in Canada. Hey, all you Canadians, if you guys want to buy a cube from me, I'll hook you guys up. You got to pay for shipping, though. I know in Canada, a cube probably costs like about $500, right?
That's not right. It's $150.
Yikes. Do you have 80 apps on your Fire Stick? Unplug it, throw it out the window, and give up. Amen to that. Yeah, why would you have? Spooner says, I have 80 apps on my Fire Stick because the DirecTV app sucks, so I use it for the other apps to log in. I put 15 to 20 apps. Why? Okay, so let's just say OTG cable is $5. So you're now looking at $60 for your Fire Stick Max and the OTG cable. If you're going to expand your storage, how much is the external? $10? Right? $10? More or less? For yeah. Like another 8 gigs maybe? 10 gigs?
No, you can get 32 gigs for like $10.
Okay, so you're looking at $70 now? Is there anything that we need? Anything else that we need?
Not really.
Is everything just going to be dangling in the back of the TV like there?
Hell yeah.
The freaking rat's nest.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, dude. Fire Stick Indonesia. What's up, man? It doesn't... to me, might as well spend the extra $20. You get a better device. Hands-free. More storage already built in. You don't have to mess with anything. You don't have to worry about plugging it in and heat and making sure it's away from the TV. Just no.
I agree with you, by the way. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm in the same boat.
Thank you. Canadians had things. Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, dude.
Oh, yeah. I still have some leftover turkey in the fridge.
I text you and you didn't reply back to me. Damn it.
Probably not.
You didn't. I said, happy Thanksgiving, eh? And then the next day you said, just got home.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, dude, can't even say thank you? Can't even send me some. What do you eat up there anyway for Thanksgiving? Do you guys have turkeys?
Yeah, turkey.
You guys have Canadian turkeys or yeah, what do you guys eat? Quail? Geese?
No. Canadian geese are illegal to kill. They know it.
And they know it.
They know it, bro. You'll see them. They walk across the street, and one of them is like a crossing guard.
They just come out, Aflac.
That's pretty much how they roll.
Aflac. Oh, man. The device is awesome. If streaming only, you do not need more storage. If downloading and sending that, but not needed. Yeah, it's the cube is great. Honestly, that price for that cube is pretty nice, man.
So Spooner says he has the cube but prefers the max. Now, there are certain scenarios where I could see, for instance, if you're not one for the hands-free voice, okay. If you have limited space and you don't like to see clutter in front of your TV, then that's the two areas where the max kind of wins over the cube. It's portable, it's more convenient to take anywhere you're going. But if we're looking at powerhouse wise, storage wise, spec wise, the cube wins hands down. But it all depends on your use case scenario, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, Steven R. is talking my language. That's my love language right there. He's like, tamales. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's true. Very, 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 very true. My sister, her TV, the way she has it set up, it's above her fireplace. And it's a fake fireplace, so it doesn't have like a ledge. It's just kind of like inside the wall. And then the TV is above it, you know? So she has the Fire Stick back there. She was actually asking me like, hey, I kind of want to get the cube because it has more memory. I'm like, do you really need more memory? And she's like, well, you know, I kind of want to add a couple apps for the kids. And we're always like, we don't want to add stuff because, you know, it's a Fire Stick. You don't want to add too much stuff. And this is coming from a person who's not tech savvy. But she has, it's like, dude, the same setup as me. Freaking Hulu, Disney Plus. I use a third party app. Live streaming, Plex, Peacock, dude, Hulu, Roku channel, the Roku app, thing's nice, but that's it, dude. I just have a couple apps and that's it. And with her, the kids like to download like Peppa Pig and PJ Maxx and all kinds of other stuff. And you know what I mean? So they had to put a code in because they're just down, dude, the girls were downloading everything left and right. So they had to put a code where they can't just download whatever they wanted. The Max is too expensive to leave my house. Go to the Max. So, I find that the new Max is better because it has the codecs that the Cube doesn't have. That is actually true. But I'm actually very interested in this because I did do the video on this and I was actually very excited to see those codecs. But, and I say this, but when you're using Disney Plus, for example, and this is why I tested Mulan, because all the translations that they have for a specific type of codecs with my surround sound setup, if the fire, like all the information that's coming into the Fire Stick to pass through to my stuff, it's only going to sound one specific way. Did you test out something that has like that dimensions? And also, a question for Spooner. What speakers do you have? I got, and I'll tell you guys what I got. I'm using Sonos. Got a Play Bar, got some Play 3s. I got a sub, some Play 5s. And yeah, if I'm watching NASCAR and you hear the cars, they sound like it's going around the room. Like the surround sound on those things are insane. But like I said, I tested it. I didn't really hear LG soundbar. Yeah, see, with the sound, if you only have a soundbar, you're not going to get the full experience. I got the Sonos soundbar along with everything else. But to take fully advantage, it's like saying this. It's like saying this, and Next Level could tell me if I'm right or wrong. It's like saying like, hey, my Fire Stick has Wi-Fi 6, but I don't have a modem that supports Wi-Fi 6. So am I using Wi-Fi 6? You know what I mean?
It's true. It all depends on if you're going to use those codecs.
Exactly.
We have to keep in mind that a lot of times codecs are around for a very, very long time, right? What they're doing with this device is they're future-proofing it. Even though they're adding on codecs that are newer, doesn't mean that, let's be real, How often do you find something that doesn't play on your Fire Sticks? That changing the player doesn't usually fix, or turning on hardware decoder or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Majority of the stuff that's on the internet is set to the codecs for the average streaming devices to handle, right? Once the changeover starts to happen, then you're going to see a bigger, you know, your devices are going to handle the new codecs better, but that's not going to be for a good few years.
Right. And a lot of these streaming apps, they're going to give you, like, the biggest thing that a lot of these streaming apps is, they're going to be supporting Dolby, H.264. They're pushing H.265 now. Good night, Doc Squiffy. I know it's your good bedtime. can get it if I turn up my woofer, it becomes surround. Yeah, if you had a sound, but you're running a what? That's a 3.1 if with a sound bar and a sub.
If that's 2.1.
Is it 2.1?
That's 2.1.
So with those codecs for Dolby, those are for 5.1, 7.1. And the way those works is if you have your soundbar, if you have your two speakers in the front, your two speakers in the back, plus the subwoofer. Now, because that's what it is, it's that whole surround sound feature. That's what they're doing. They're adding it so that way when all these streaming apps start adding all their stuff, it's going to be able to pass through and play all, like, everything. H.264 supports a lot of that stuff already. So does RAW, ALAW, and MLAW. Those three support it already. You'll get the same feel with it. The only difference on those specific Dolby features is now the dimensions. If you have a speaker up here, but it sounds like it's coming from up above or below, but that means your speaker system has to support it, which also means you're going to be looking at Samsung, Bose, Sonos. And it's not going to be just a soundbar. It's going to be a full surround setup of speakers, you know? The codex is being used to work in my HD home run 4K for channel for what? But yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. And speaking of home run, it's funny that you're actually that you I don't know if you were trying to say home run, but I was watching the Dodgers yesterday. When you hear the TV go pah, and you hear the speaker coming from like right here, and it sounds like whew, like up above, like I was going like this, like what the hell? It's nice when you have the right setup. It is nice. So I'm glad that the new Fire Stick does have these codecs, and like Next Level said, future proofing. I'm hoping that the Cube will get this too. So we'll see. I just can't justify to have the Max right now. I'm not gonna reply to that. Cool. Okay, you want to give it like a 1 minute call for anybody that wants to throw in
your 1 minute comments? Call for UBSers and all.
Anybody else that want to?
So, even though I agree with some of Rojas's points, I am not sending back my 4K stick, Max.
That's okay.
And eventually I will only be using Max sticks. Now that's a personal choice. Some of you guys sell devices, and if I was you guys, probably wouldn't be going for the 4K Max as a resale value. There is more bang for your buck. There's a better lining for your pocket. There's more gravy for your poutine if you go with another device.
Oh, HD Home Run is a device that lets you use it.
It's an Amazon device.
Nice. Cyclone wants 2 hours.
He always wants 2 hours.
Yeah. What happens to Buzz Stick? The Vid Stick is nice. The only issue with Buzz products is you can't get Netflix 4K. You get the mobile version of Netflix.
But I use the Brit services, so I'm good.
Exactly. So if you use that, then if you're looking for a stick and if you don't have Netflix, then Buzz VidStick is the most powerful stick out there.
Like the 4900, that's the box that I put a 4 terabyte hard drive in. Can you imagine how many things you could put on 8 terabytes. Sorry, 8 terabytes. How many things you could put on 8 terabytes? You don't even need the internet. Buffer who?
Yeah. Buffer who? Yeah, no, for real. Yeah. Yeah. Buzz products are just hands down insane. But yeah. Buzz products are not UK app friendly. See, that's the thing. You don't, when it comes to some of these devices, it really depends if, like Netflix, for example, it doesn't matter if you have official Android, you have to have the okay from Netflix. With Android, official Android, you do get a slew of stuff, but it's got to be if it's official or not official, if the country or region is allowing it or not allowing it. So it kind of depends. My Cube supports my 5.1 setup just fine. Yeah, see, there you go. That's that H264. And the Allah, M-Law, Opus. And I think that one does support Atmos. Cool. Okay. Nice.
It's the BuzzBox. I see Stephen R. just said 8 terabytes. What? Look, right? There's the drive right there. I don't know if you guys can see this.
Eight TB,
870 GVO, 8 terabytes.
TP.
And that just slides right into there. That's an SSD, fast speeds, and you won't get no buffering. Bam.
Nice. Noise. Yeah, same thing with the VidSticks. Buzz sticks, just download whatever you need on the devices and yeah, travel with it.
They have an SD card slot.
Yeah. Super nice. Like some of the stuff that we can do, man. Too bad we can't share as much because then good old YouTube would be like, what are you doing?
Get back in your quarter. We take your monetization and your whole channel away.
Yeah. Okay. So, Cowboys, are you saying Cowboys? Are fake, they played no one yet. I think he's talking about the Cowboys.
Probably.
Yeah, Cowboys. Yeah. Football. All right, cool. So, we're going to start wrapping it up. Next level, anything you got to say before we split?
You know what I always say, man? Thank you guys for coming out to the stream again. Thank you guys for listening, for subscribing, for giving us those thumbs up, those likes. If you guys are looking to do anything to support the podcast, if you guys are listening to us on the audio side, make sure that you leave us a review. The review helps other people like yourself find the podcast that you enjoy. Make sure that you guys also come out to Thursdays around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the live shows so that you guys can participate and be a part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And just to be fair, because Flick Chick says out of the blue... I did say if there's anything else you guys wanted to say, go for it. He did say, okay, cool. If there's anything, this is what I got. Yeah. Appreciate you guys for coming. Make sure you guys do check the description. We have a new VPN that we got out here that works pretty good. In the description below, you guys will be able to see that. And I'm calling out Philly Cable Dave because he posted a comment, never came back to explain himself, Lucy. I think he got us scared. So don't be a scared dude. We don't bite. You want to come talk about it? Come talk about it. Why do you like the 4K Max Android? That's what you said. Yeah, let us know. Put a comment. Hit us up in Telegram. We're everywhere. You know, we are everywhere. We're not hard to find. Cool. Stay tuned to the next episode, which is tomorrow. We got the live show. And yeah. Make sure you guys leave us a comment. When this is over, refresh it. Come back. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you call this damn thing. Fire Stick 4K Max, 4K Fire Stick Max, Fire TV Stick 4K Max, Fire Max TV 4K TV Stick Max. I don't know what the hell I'm saying anymore.
I heard Stevie Stick. What's a Stevie Stick?
Stevie Stick. Streaming Stick. yeah. With all that being said, take care. It's cold outside. Big time. Even in Cali. All right.
Peace.
Peace out.